Hi, I'm Danny Elfman.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Debbie Harry.
This is Chris Steyer Blondie.
This is Ronan Dorzabal from Tears for Fears.
This is Billy Idol.
This is Alex Ebert, a.k.a. Edward Sharp, giving the story behind the song.
Hi, this is Peter Chotti, host of The Story Behind the Song. Each month I speak to some of music's biggest artists to get the inside stories behind their most lasting and iconic songs. Join me for new episodes on the third Monday of every month on The Story Behind the Song from the Consequence Podcast Network, available wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everyone, Billy Amendola. Welcome to the Modern Drummer Podcast. Me and my publisher, CEO David Frangione, are going to speak to you today about the ins and outs of what's going on at the magazine and the brand Modern Drummer and the festival. David Frangione.
Thank you, Billy. Great to be here. And we also have two very special guests. We have the producer of the festival and the producer of last year's festival, a very longtime friend of mine and a genius video and creative force, Tom Mosloom from M Network. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks for having me, David.
And of course, our head of worldwide education and my personal drum teacher among thousands of other drummers, the one and only Dom Femulara.
Hey guys, great to be here. Thanks.
So thank you guys. So let's talk about first kind of the state of the magazine. Understandably, in the last 2 years, with all of the ups and downs of the world, and then now in this year, especially supply chain and other kind of weird things going on, there's a lot of questions.
Okay, hold, Dave, hold on. Let's go back to 2020. February, David came on. He took over the magazine. He had all these plans. We were all set. We had a team in place. We were ready to go. We were going to conquer the world. And then 3 weeks later, the world stopped because of the pandemic. Okay, now continue, please.
Thanks, Billy. Yeah, that's extremely relevant here. And there's really been two levels to the pandemic that's affected us. The first one was 2020, where all our plans were derailed greatly. But, you know, there was a silver lining to it as well, which is there was a lot more interest in Modern Drummer and a lot more interest just among, you know, any passion that someone had that they could do while they were at home. And then in 2021, what's occurred is as things were just starting to seem like they might normalize from what you described, Billy, all of these supply chain and shipping issues started. And we've never seen them. The magazine's 45 years old this year, and it's never experienced simultaneously printing delays, shipping delays, and paper shortages all at the same time. And that's really what we've been dealing with. And, you know, look, we're a big brand to drummers, but we're a small company in the big picture. So when we're in line to get printed or we're in line to get shipped, we're not first in line as much as we'd like to be and as much as we endeavor to be. And it's really been a challenge. So one of the main solutions, and you guys, I really want you to weigh in because I've leaned on you before we came to this main solution and everyone was aligned. And I think we still stand strong on this. And that is to focus on the digital issue, to focus on bringing this compelling content, these amazing stories, the threads that are the fabric of Modern Drummer and have been for over 45 years to our audience in the most immediate pandemic-proof manner.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's, you know, the way of the world is through social media and the internet. And just like when we can all relate to this, whoever's watching this, most probably you're a drummer. So we can all relate to this and go back to the days of the drum machines. When the drum machines first came out, all the drummers panicked, most of them. You know, and the drummers that ran towards the drum machine and embraced it and learned how to use it as a tool went on to have even more success and wave, you know, ride the wave of what it was. So the same thing's been happening for the last 20 years with the internet and social media. The world and the generation that's coming up is shifting. And if we don't go with the times and we don't change with the times, you become a dinosaur. So instead of running away from it, we should all be embracing it. You're going to get the same content. You're going to get all plus more. You're going to be able to press a button like your mind and your generation is used to doing and have what you want. So it's not a bad thing. It's just different and it's changed. So the world is changing. And if you don't change, not to get philosophical, if you don't change with the times, you just become a dinosaur. So
what do you guys say, Dom and Tom, what Billy just articulated it perfectly. What do you guys say to the pundits that say, I only want print, and if it's not print, then, you know, I'm it's not what I'm used to, and I don't want to deal with this. I only want print. I want to hold the magazine.
Well, we should hold on to the magazine as long as we can. You know,
as long as
we've been doing it the best we can. People are amazed. Oprah just went from 12 times to 6 times. Billboard, I used to get every week. Not to call out other magazines, but hey, we're all in this together. It's not just modern drama. That's how the world forgets. It's not modern drama. It's print in general, just like a CD disappeared. It's just the way in the cycle of the world and the way the world is going. And that's just the way it is. There's nothing you could do. And I'm hoping that someday we get to the point of where if you still want the magazine, everybody's got a beautiful printer in their house. You print out the magazine yourself.
Half of business, we operate in film and high-end video and programs just like Modern Drummer. The other half is branding and advertising and marketing. And we have a lot of print clients. What you have to understand about print is print has a role, and it has a role now and in the future. But what digital does so well is it brings people information in an immediate kind of sense, wherever and whenever they are. So when you look at what digital can do, it could bring them stories about drums, drummers, drum equipment, and things that drummers are really interested in right now, wherever they are, however they want it. What print does spectacularly, better than digital ever will or ever can, is it is the keepsake. It is the thing that you hold on to forever. It goes on the bookshelf and you take it out and you show your children. Modern Drummer has both of those components to it, right? As a brand, Modern Drummer is a legacy brand. There are people who I've talked to, drummers, that have the first issue and every issue since, right? But there are also young kids who want to know what the latest gear is, what the latest techniques are, who the hot drummers are right now, what their legendary heroes are doing and what they can learn from them. This is stuff that only Modern Drummer can deliver. So Modern Drummer is perfectly poised to take advantage of the digital platform while keeping the legacy print industry, because that's going to sell at a premium. Those are things you're going to hold on to forever. What do you think, Dom?
It's kind of interesting as I hear all of you talk. I mean, here I am in my studio teaching around the world. I've got over 3,000 students in over 60 countries. What I'm noticing is that a majority, I would probably say over 80% of my students, are now purchasing books digitally. They purposely book these lessons so they can have the access to their digital file. They can pull it up. They have a much easier way of access to this material, just as I like going to monodrama.com and checking out all the past issues digitally. I can have a faster access to information. Yes, I've got some of the old magazines here, but if I've got to go to the old magazine and try and find out an old issue and pull it out and flip through the pages to find it, that takes time.
Yeah. It's not a reference book. It's a keepsake. It's a memorabilia. It's something very valuable to you, but it's not something you're going to go to and reference often.
Absolutely. So that reference material, which means I want to learn faster and act faster. So I've got the access. So all these different drumming books that are happening right now are also being purchased digitally. I've got over 1,000 books digitally in Kindle on my phone. So I'm able to read these books anywhere in the course of my travels. I'm sitting somewhere waiting for somebody. I can open up a book and read it. I don't have to carry these books with me, and I can read several books at the same time. So there are so many great advantages. The object is to accept this change. If you accept this change, you will grow. You will start to understand a whole nother world of knowledge that will come to you to add more value to you, to make you better at playing drums, to make you more knowledgeable, and to make you have a higher quality of life in this incredible art form that we're playing in front. This is really, really an incredible time that we're living in. I'm pressing more buttons now to get information now than ever before in my life. So I have adapted in my older winter years of my life to accept this as a way of living, and it's been extremely exciting. So I think that's the next stage. And the fact that we can offer more material in that digital version, when you click on that link and you see video of product being showcased, it's real, it's exciting. When you click on a video and you hear more of an artist talking about the interview that they did, but now you see them in their studio talking about their studio, you have now more access to step into the world of that drummer and to the world of where Modern Drummer is at right now. So this is 21st century at its best. And remember, many of the newspapers are all digital. So times have changed. It's not just magazines, it's newspapers, it's books, it's drumming educational material. It's a lot of different things.
Let me go back and finish, because I still am for print. I don't want to see print totally disappear 100%, but print is going to be different than what you're used to. You may not need it every single month. You may only need it 4 or 6 times a year. Eventually down the line, as the world tries to get rid of print. But up until that point, I still do like print, because there are people that like to, they don't want to sit in front of their computer, you know? So I love both. It's like, if both could stay, both is fine. But if one has to go, you know,
don't worry about it. Print isn't going anywhere. The same way, if you look, pay attention, vinyl is still here. Nobody needs print, but some people want print because they want to hang on to it. They want the physical thing as a memorabilia, as a keepsake, as something that they can hang on to that is precious to them.
Guys, thank you for your insight. I mean, we're all on the same page. We love print. We love how it feels, what it means to us, the collectability of it. And of course, the legacy of it means that literally tens of thousands of people have embraced this and are, you know, they really like that format. We do too. What we've learned during the pandemic is that digital is a very powerful tool for our readers and our advertisers, our sponsors. Everyone is loving it. And we're realizing, just through necessity, right? What do they always say, that, you know, invention comes from, you know, the necessity of being challenged and just kind of having to come up with a solution. So with that, we're going to continue down the road of print and find the most efficient way to deliver it, because monthly on a solid schedule, with the shipping challenges and the print challenges and the paper challenges, is something that we've got to work out. It's so far out of our control that we're every day it's kind of a new adventure, and we just got to work out what the long-term plan is going to be until there isn't a need for a long-term plan, because supplies and shipping speeds are back to normal, which we, as Billy said perfectly, from March of 2020, which is now going close to 2 years ago, there hasn't been anything normal about any of the things that we did the 43 years prior. So we'll figure that out. But in the meantime, the digital world is on time. It's here, it's now. And as Dom said, it's not only relevant, but it gives a lot more content. And our advertisers love it, because you're not just reading an ad and like having to remember to go deeper into a product that you like. You're reading the ad And you can go right there, learn about the product and purchase it all in a matter of seconds, because Modern Drummer and our partners are all working together to deliver this immediacy. So it's a really, really valuable tool for drummers. And that's why Modern Drummer exists. It's our community. It's about drummers, for drummers, by drummers.
Okay, now, David, announce our good news, our big news.
So that's what's happening with the magazine and its content and our legacy. Another part of our legacy is that last year in 2020, we celebrated Modern Drummer's 20th festival, the 20th year that we offered a Modern Drummer festival. It was our first one that was all virtual. But as it turns out, it's not our last one, because this year, our 21st festival is virtual online. It's coming, and as we go on over the months, there may be added bonus content. There may be extra tidbits that we can add to it, all for the same ticket that anybody who purchases a festival ticket or bundle will have access to. And we just are so excited. Dom is one of the hosts. Billy, as part of Modern Drummer, of course, and bringing so many of these artists together. And Tom is the producer. Let's talk about this festival, because we've been working really hard at it. And we're so excited to bring this content to our loyal fan base and all the drummers out there.
I think it's a perfect segue from what we were talking about, right? The necessity is the mother of invention. Last year, we're in pandemic mode and we're trying to figure out how we're going to do a drum festival. And you guys called me and said, well, you do film. What do you think? And we really did stitch it together. And this year, I think with one underneath us, I mean, last year, what did we have? A total of 11 days to put the whole thing together, start to finish. Like, that was crazy. That, you mean, like, blew up my studios. But this year, you're getting a whole lot different types of drummers involved. And you could tell that the drummers have gotten used to technology. They all have cameras. The sound is better. They know how to use the gear. And so the quality that we're getting in, even we're getting some complete songs fully done, not just drum solos. It's just awesome. It's really fun seeing the stuff come in and stitch it together. And Billy Amendola is the OG on this one. That's going to be his title in the credits. Billy Amendola, OG. He has gotten everybody and their brother in this particular festival. It's really pretty impressive.
Well, you know, going back to the Modern Drummer Festival, obviously I was there since day one. That's how I started at Modern Drummer. So I was blessed. And we cannot talk about the festival without giving acknowledgement to, of course, Ron Spagnotti and Rick Van Horn, because they started the festival together. And, you know, we used to, the festival took 6 months to put together every year. So 6 months after we had one, we were, 6 months later, Rick was already, you know, in between editing the magazine, running inside to put the festival together, you know, and then it was a team effort. But I have to say thank you to those two for really making it happen. And anybody who's been to the festival, thank you to the 4:30 a.m. club. They used to get there 4:30 a.m., you know, became a big thing in the 20 years. It was magical. Dom was always there. Dom's been to the fest so many, probably almost every one. So he knows exactly what it was like. It was a special, special weekend. And that's right, it was a whole weekend. We were the first to do it. You know, we're proud of that. We were the first to do it. And we broke a lot of drummers in this country from, you know, all over the world. And it was, you know, the festival is the festival. And I think everyone's going to enjoy streaming it and watching it, because it's the same, except now you can sit on your couch, you know. Hopefully next year we'll do it live. Dom, you've been at so many festivals. How do you feel when you're at the festival?
Billy, it's amazing, because I had been to every festival from day one. I spoke to Ron even before about the idea of the festival and the need for the festival. What the festival does is bring people together, whether it brings you together in one room or whether it brings us together from sitting in front of our computer, enjoying it virtually. it's still bringing drummers together. That's really what Modern Drummer has always done. It's been a springboard for these great, talented artists to showcase their art and inspire people, whether it was in person or whether it is virtually. The inspiration is still equally powerful. That's what this festival is about delivering the power of the inspiration, of the emotion of what music is all about.
I love the fact that digitally it maintains a lot of that. As we're seeing the materials coming in, and Sydney and I are putting this show together, and the rest of the M Network team, it's incredible to me the diversity of talent, from young to old to every nationality you could think of. It's really cool, and every style of music, there's that backbeat, that groove that's hitting in the background, and now they're at the front. That we're celebrating the drummers. It's really cool to see just how broad a spectrum drumming encompasses and the people who love it. It's really, really pretty cool to work on.
Yeah.
So everyone can go to the Modern Drummer site because the press release went out, so it's all over the internet now. But you can go to our site specifically to get all the information, where to buy your ticket. There's different packages, a bundle, a really nice, cool VIP bundle. It's going to be a lot of surprises, you know, a couple of surprises. And I think everyone's going to have a good time. So tune in. Why not? I mean, come on.
All right, but I'm going to spill some beans here because I want to tell people what they could expect in this festival. If you watched last year's festival, that thing was thrown together so quickly with so much stuff put in. The drummers themselves barely had a chance to send us stuff. I mean, it was all rush, get it done. But Todd Zuckerman put together a piece that was...
Excellent.
Outstanding. It was one, an original piece of music. So he composed it. Then he and his video team produced it. And it was absolutely spectacular. So I liked it so much, I'm putting it in this year's festival as well. Hats off to you, Todd. And if you didn't see last year's festival, you should. But
it's
that
online
one piece
now.
Is going to be in this one.
Yeah, it's online now, as David said, and it's part of the package too, I believe, right, David? Is the
yes.
The bundle. I think I saw it in the bundle that you also get to watch last year's festival with the part of the bundle.
Well, yeah, what's really important about the festival is the fact that you can sit in the confines of your own home and sit back and take in great art of all of these different setups. You watch everyone's different setup, how they're setting up their drums, how they play, how they sit, how they articulate their expression on their instrument, which is all information for you to take, learn from, and be inspired by, to then adapt that into your own playing. That's what you're pulling from the festival, how you can take this information, be inspired, be entertained, but then take your own playing to the next level.
Yes. I want to thank everyone. David, would you like to say goodbye to everyone? I'd like to say goodbye.
Thank you, everybody, for your support. Thank you especially to our readers and our advertisers. The heart and soul of Modern Drummer is our community, and we're very grateful for the support that community has brought us over 45 years. We look forward to it for another 45 plus years, and we just very much appreciate the support, especially over the last 2 years. You guys have been amazing. We've never had more readers, never had more interest. And that says a lot about drumming. It says a lot about you. And we're very grateful. Thank you, Tom Musloom. Thank you, Dom Femularo. And of course, Billy Amendola. And we'll see you at the festival 2021.
Fantastic.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Thank you.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.